कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धाभाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 39th shloka of Saundarya Lahari. So in the previous three shlokas, Shankara spoke about Ajna Chakram, Vishuddhi Chakram and then Anahata Chakram. So the next in line is Swadhisthanam. So in this particular shloka, Shankara speaks about Swadhisthana Chakram. Swadhisthana Chakram, and as usual, as he has been explaining in the previous shlokas, it's a prayer or it's a worship that Devi and Sadashiva, so Devi along with Sadashiva, Shiva and Shakti, both are present in Swadhisthanam. So the tattvam for Swadhisthanam is Agni. So Agni is the tattvam behind the Swadhisthana Chakram. So here we'll see, like when we see the shloka, we'll see as to how Shankara is speaking about Sadashiva and Shakti, both present in Swadhisthanam, and what is the benefit, what is the how does Swadhisthana Chakram help a seeker in realization. So he has been telling that in previous two shlokas. In the Vishuddhi Chakra he said Vidhutantar Dhvanta. So it completely removes the Shashikiranam, the Kanti coming out of that Shiva and Shakti in Vishuddhi Chakram, that completely removes ignorance. And then in the previous shloka he spoke about doshas being completely removed. So even as Hamsam splits or separates payam milk from water, similarly if we worship Devi and Sadashiva as present in Anahata Chakram, then it will remove all the faults, like it will remove the doshas, and then we'll be left over only with good qualities. So let's see as to what or how Shankara speaks about, like, or what Shankara speaks as the benefit of worshipping Devi and Sadashiva as present in Swadhisthana Chakram. This particular shloka is set in the raga called Chakravakam. Chakravakam, it's called Chakravakam or Chakravaham as well in some places. So the shloka goes like this. Tava swadishtane hutavaham adishtaya niratam tamide samvartam janani matim tam cha samayam yada loke lokan dahati mahasi krodha kalite dayadraya drishtihi shishiram ubacharam Rajayati. So Chakravakam is not that popular. There is one song of Amma, I am not sure whether it is Chakravakam or Malaya Marutam, the sixth shloka, I think, sixth shloka of Saundarya Lahari is Malaya Marutam. Malaya Marutam is a Janya Ragam of this particular Melakartha Ragam, Chakravakam. Jaya Parameshwari Jagadambhe अमृतानंदमयीम्बे जनिमृतिनाशिनी करुणाब्धे शुभमतिदायिनी दयारूपे जनिमृतिनाशिनी करुणाब्धे शुभमतिदायिनी दयारूपे इट्स अ सॉन्ग सन बाय प्रणव अमृतानंदपुरी इट्स इन आई थिंक इट्स इन चक्रवाकम एंड देन Chakravakam is in Hindustani, the equivalent of Chakravakam is called Ahir Bhairav. The Ahir Bhairav is like very popular there, and it was popularized by one of the song in Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam, which is a Hindustani song. So it was popularized by I think Ustad Sultan Khan or somebody like that, I don't remember exactly. Albela sajan aayu re tere na na na. I don't know the song, but it's a Hindustani song. It has been sung by many Hindustani people like Rashid Khan. Rashid Khan is one person who has sung this. So that's a popular song in Chakravagam, or like Ahir Bhairav as it is called in Hindustani. Albela Sajana Ayure. Yeah, so Ahir Bhairav is the equivalent raga in Hindustani. That particular song, Albela, if somebody wants, like you can search in net from the movie. Or from like there are many many singers who have sung it, like the famous being Rashid Khan, Ustad Rashid Khan. He has sung the song in Hindustani way. Jaya Parameshwari, that is one of the song, like that would be there in some CDs. It should be available. Anyway, this shloka speaks about Swadhisthana Chakram. So Shankara says, Tava Swadhisthane, O Devi Janani, O Janani, Tava Swadhisthane, in your Swadhisthana Chakram, in the Swadhisthana Chakram, Hutavaha, Hutavaham Adishthaya, Hutavaham. So Hutavaham means Agni, Agni Tattvam Adishthaya. Agni Tattvam is being taught. Or like contemplated. Oh Devi, I contemplate on Swadhisthana Chakram, and I contemplate on the Agni Tattvam that is present in Swadhisthana Chakram. And in there, Niratham means pervading, or Niratham doesn't exactly mean pervading alone, but it means luminous, always luminous. So ever luminous, Niratham, Tam Samvartham. So Samvartham. So ever shining Samvartham. Samvartham means, we have already dealt with Samvartham in a previous shlokas. Maha Samvartagnihi Virachayati Nirajana Vidhim. That's what earlier shloka, the 30th shloka, if I am right, where Shankara spoke about it. So Samvartham means the Agni. That Agni which leads or destroys everything. So that Agni which is present during Pralayam. So Pralayam Agni, or Kal Agni also it is called. So Kal Agni denotes Rudra or Sadashiva. So Sadashiva is present there as Tam. Tam there Samvartam. Samvartam is present. And Cha. And Samayam. So Samayam. So Tam Mahatim Samayam, and there Mahatim means having a lot of good qualities, having glories or glorious Samayam. So Samayam is a Samaya Shakti. It is one of the aspect of Devi. Samaya is one of the aspect of Devi. So Devi is present as Samaya, Sadashiva is present as Samvartagni. So both of them are Ide. Are present and I worship you. So Ide it doesn't exactly mean present, but it means like worshipping as present there, or worship in general. So, O Devi, you and Sadashiva, in all the chakras, you and Sadashiva are there. So, in Svadhisthana Chakram, you are Samaya Shakti, and Sadashiva is Samvartagni. Both of you are present. And Yada Aloke, Yet Aloke, so Aloka means glance or perception. Yet Aloke, whose Alokyam, or whose perception, whose glance, whose parvai, yarod parvai, whose parvai or glance, mahasi, mahasi means agni, krodha kalite. So by whose glance agni, krodha kalite, agni grows due to anger. So agni becomes fierce. So normal agni becomes fierce by whose glance, and because of that, lokan dahati, lokan, the entire world, dahati, is being completely burnt. So by whose glance, by Shiva's glance, by whose glance agni becomes fierce and destroys the entire world. At the same time, yeah, and there is also somebody else. What is that? Samaya Devi. So Devi is there, yeah, dayardra drishtihi. Daya ardra drishtihi. Daya means karuna. Ardra drishtihi. So ardra means that it has been wet. So dayardra drishtihi. Your compassionate glance is also there. So in Svadhisthanam, there is Shiva, whose fierce glance can burns the entire world. And you are also there, whose compassionate glance, shishiram upacharam rachayati. Rachayati creates shishiram, shishiram upacharam. Shishiram means cold or cool breeze. Upacharam, such a characteristics is given by you. So that means there is a perfect blend of heat and cold. So there is no place where heat and cold can coexist. There is nothing, or we cannot find any place where heat and cold coexist. But in Svadhisthanam, both coexist. How is that possible? It is possible because that place is the place of Brahman. So that means Shiva Shakti, the Kalagni and Samaya Shakti, both being contradicting in nature, yet they merge together. Merging together of heat and cold means dvandva bhavam. Both bhavam, both dvandva or dual notions completely vanish. Dual notions completely merge. When that merges, then what arises out of it is anandam. So when dvandva bhavam completely vanishes, then we can gain only anandam, or happiness out of it. And that's what Krishna calls as prasadam. Raga dvesha vayuktaistu vishyan indriyehi charan atma vashir videyatma prasadam adigachyati. Raga dvesha vayuktaistu vishyan indriyehi charan. One whose indriyas don't have any raga dvesham, they don't have any raga dvesham with respect to sense objects. Atma vashir videyatma, and it always, like the sense organs always look for Atman. So though they may perceive sense objects, yet they pierce through the Namarupam and see only Brahman in there. And when they see that, prasadam adigachyati, they attain prasadam. What prasadam? It's not a laddu prasadam of Tirupati. Then what is the prasadam here? Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasya upajayate. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi. From this prasadam, sarva dukkhanam hanihi. So all dukkhas completely vanish, or completely negated, or completely removed. So dukkha or sorrows completely vanish because of this prasadam. That is the prasadam we get when dvandva bhavam is conquered. When we contemplate on advitiya vastu, not on dvandva bhavam. So that is what is being denoted here in Svadhisthanam. So in Svadhisthanam, So the moment, like we, the moment the word Swadhisthanam comes, we should immediately remember, oh, there is Shiva and Shakti. Shiva is Samvarthagni, fierce, who can burn the entire world, and Devi has the compassionate glance. So both are completely different from one another. Both are not completely different from one another, but contrary to each other, yet they coexist because it is the state of bliss. So it denotes that when Dvandva Bhavam completely merge, then we will be able to experience Shiva Shakti Aikya Rupini. If we experience Shiva Shakti Aikya Rupini, then that very moment we will get Anandam. And that Anandam is the goal. So the goal of learning this particular shloka, the import of this particular shloka or about Swadhisthana Chakram is that Swadhisthanam means it has two different two devatas who are contrary in nature, yet they coexist, and when they coexist, we'll get bliss out of them. And that coexistence means whenever we are seeing any object, whenever we see objects, whenever we our mind gets attached to people or averted to people, that very moment we should say, oh Devi, I am getting this particular feeling, I am getting anger, I offer it to you who are present in Swadhisthanam. Oh Devi, so when anger comes, oh Devi, show your compassionate glance from Swadhisthanam. And when we get attached, when we get depressed, oh Sadashiva, throw your fear, or no, not fear, but fierce anger, like, so that this depressed state, I'll come out of this depressed state. Even as if when we are in a very cold place, we just lit up a fire. So the fire, the normal fire, like if we keep our hand nearby to fire in Florida or any such place which is very hot, like Bombay or Chennai, then we'll not be comfortable. Whereas the same fire helps us to be comfortable when we are in a cold place like Canada or any other country. So similarly, when we are having such cold emotions like depression, being sad or crying and all, then that very moment we should say, oh Devi, oh Sadashiva, who is present in Swadhisthana Chakram, please help me out. That very moment it will be negated. So, oh Devi, even as you and Sadashiva coexist, let me overcome all my emotions with your grace. Help me in overcoming these. Always be with me. Always give me knowledge. Always give me the strength to surrender, the strength to have devotion, so that I'll be able to overcome it, go beyond it, and thereby experience bliss. So that is the aim of this shloka. So the aim of this shloka is, through Swadhisthanam, through worshipping Shiva and Shakti in Swadhisthanam, we'll be able to conquer Dvandva Bhavam. We'll be able to conquer heat, cold. We'll be able to conquer happiness, sorrow. We'll be able to conquer anger and attachment. So attachment and aversion, or desire and anger, all those qualities, whatever Dvandva Bhavam is there in the world, all of those we'll be able to conquer. Pride, humility, so all, not humility, but pride and being feeling as if like you have been downtrodden or such a bad feeling, all those, all dual feelings, all feelings like which have a pro and con, or like which have a contrary nature, which are of contrary nature, all of them will be conquered by worshipping this particular implementation of this particular shloka, by worshipping Shiva and Shakti as Samvartagni and Samaya Shakti in Swadhisthanam. So that is the essence of this shloka. So if we are able to at least reduce our Dvandva Bhavam to an extent, so at least like, okay, in a day, when I am at my house, when I am at home, I'll conquer all these Dvandva Bhavam. If we are able to do that, then that means we have implemented this. And if we have implemented this, then it is but natural that prasadam adigachati. We will get the prasadam which will help us in removing sorrow completely. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.